Days of heavy rain have caused havoc in the city of Durban, one of Africa's largest ports. Shipping containers have been carried away or strewn across submerged motorways.
Into split.
Commuters forced to abandon their vehicles and walk. Train services across KwaZulu-Natal province have been suspended to clear the rails after land and mudslides. Thousands of houses and informal homes have been damaged and families displaced. Jomba pulled his youngest child from the soil pouring onto his home.
I got no way to go now. I got no house, I got no nothing. Just my family is there by my neighbors. We tried to give you the place to sleep last night. We never sleep last night. The things is very, the situation is very, very bad.
Muthunzi was asleep in his truck and says he made a narrow escape.
About 3.
At 3 a.m., I felt the truck shaking and I thought maybe someone bumped it. And when I opened the curtain, I saw the water level was very high.
With the motorways linking the port to the commercial capital Johannesburg submerged underwater, global shipping firm Maersk has suspended its operations. The flooding has also damaged parts of the city that had just rebuilt from riots last July.
Cleaning up the road after the severe rain from last night, washing down the mud and the banks of people's houses. And since we've been trying to get people to come and sort it out, no one's come, so it's the residents are now taking charge.
The South African Weather Service won't attribute the storms to climate change, but says this kind of rain may become the new normal in the years ahead. Andrew Chappell, Al Jazeera.